is the individual irrelevant online? It's fascinating that we have a discussion of prisoners where they want to jam the communications mm-hmm. of them in of their social life that would be online. But if we consider that at some point those individuals become data, and exactly. Does the individual still exist in that? It kind of causes a little bit of a rupture. Like, if you consider anonymous, that amorphous group, that when they decide through some form of agreement that we're going to go and do a denial of service attack on let's say Visa or who else was attacked by them, but it's just people single clicking on one site with such density, it's not a matter of them being individuals, but so much as points of data that crashed it, which is like a weird, fascinating, strange place where is each person responsible for the crash of a website, or is it what's responsible is the agreement or the protocol that mm-hmm. decided to mm-hmm. do it? You know, it starts getting some really interesting questions, I think. I'll just elaborate a little more on what the protocol said was. It was what I took was kind of some of the ideas of what Galloway was talking about, sort of a sense of equality, the sense that every connection can link every other connection. And then I take Kennedy a little bit further and he uses a couple other ways of describing what a crowd is, whether it's open or closed, whether it's visible or invisible, whether it's quick or slow, which is classic within zombies, whether it's stagnant or throbbing or rhythmic. So you can think of the zombies just standing around, doing nothing, and then when something happens, they scurry forth. And so what I did was I kind of outlined, using that framework, the ways that zombies could agree upon certain movements, and that's my protocol. My goal of my paper was to first make the connection that maybe there's something going on with zombies. How it applies to Facebook or to Twitter really needs a lot more thought about it. And so one case that I can think of is the idea of densities. Kennedy says that crowds love density. And the reason they do this is it sustains them, especially when they're stagnating. So if you have, let's say, a protest and they're standing around waiting for something to happen, it's when they're combined and compressed into an area, that's how they maintain their sense of crowd. An example would be Rebecca Black and how over 2 weeks the number of visits to her Friday song exploded to tens of millions. And I think kind of like that idea of density can be played out in that term. And the same thing with Facebook. You have Facebook groups, and at a certain point, let's say, you see the movement of people towards different groups, and then it explodes, and it's through the sense of density, and then maybe at some point it's not so fast, so quick, and it slows down. And how does it stay alive as a group? Does it just disperse? And the way that it possibly disperses is there's no need for it anymore, and the protocol disappears.
We're the zombie.
One of the things that I just want to mention that I thought was just perfect, which if anyone else is interested in this, definitely read Crowds and Power by Elias Canetti. And he wrote so beautifully and specifically that people are the food of crowds. And I just, in terms of like discussing zombies, it's a perfect quote. With the centralized networks, there was the center, and there is the sense that there is a single node that is important. Castell says that in the network society, there is no center. There is no single node that's more important than the other. It is just of nodes. Galloway calls it both the core and the patina. So it's both aspects of it. So the idea of agency, it becomes a little bit difficult to reconcile it with zombies. And the idea of autonomy, the general idea of that zombies are a fictional construct, we wonder whether they truly can agree to the protocol of the zombie or what have you. Do they have free choice? Do they have free will? Can they move on their own? I think this is where the idea of horror comes in. Even at its very worst, a distributed network of zombies may not have any real autonomy, any real sense of agency within themselves. That's the horror. We're moving towards it. there's no choice for you to join it. So it's just as hegemonic as the centralized network.
I wonder if Zombieland fits in would give the model, or if it's almost like too far away.
No, I think it does. The reason it does, in my paper and in my abstract, I kind of discuss how there's a tension between the hierarchical centralized network and the distributed network. And every time that I talk to people about my paper, they always say, oh yeah, I always think of myself as a survivor, as the individual, as the subject. In Zombieland, you don't really feel bad. You're not supposed to feel bad for them. There's no empathy. Only in a very few cases, such as Land of the Dead, where you have one zombie that can think for himself. So this, where he is conscious. It's kind of an interesting aspect of constructing an evil creature. It doesn't matter what race, creed, gender they are. They are acceptable forms of being killed, which is really strange because really in the end, we're all tied to death. We're all going to die. It's okay to kill the death. You do bring up a quite valid point. I was making connections not so much based on whether it's the reality or not, but whether it's possible. In the realm of the genre, it may seem that they don't have free will. They're not voluntarily gathering as crowds. They're just responding to some sort of stimulus. They're animals. They're responding in a different way. And that protocol very much may not be the main reason why they're doing anything, or it be even related. I think what's important, either way, it could be used as a tool to understand how we're working today. We could argue until the cows come home whether zombies actually do or do not follow protocol, but if we take that concept and the ideas of the anxieties that we have around the network and explore it that way, it's a possibility. It's a fiction in of itself. It could give us a new idea, a new way of looking at what we're doing. It's a metaphor for explaining the things that we can't reconcile. And I think that's kind of the interesting thing about zombies, is it can represent for us the things that are unthinkable. And very much like quantum mechanics, very difficult to conceptualize. But we've made a monster, we've made something that could possibly help us work through it in a very fun and playful way.